Welcome to Tractor Fiction, where we explore the work of Jack Chick on the radio.
The tractor's called Big Daddy, so let's begin.
I'm Charlton Heston, and we begin in a college lecture hall where a science professor has just begun a class!
How many of you believe in evolution?
We do, ma'am!
Does anyone disagree?
I do, ma'am.
You can get out of my class after you've apologized to everyone for your rudeness and ignorance. We might let you back in. On second thought, perhaps I was a bit nasty. I think I will systematically tear your little beliefs to shreds in front of the entire class.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sit down. What makes you think evolution is untrue?
Because the Bible says that one of each
Hold
kind-
it, you fanatic! I could have you jailed for that. How dare you even mention the word Bible in school? You know, it's unscientific! If you talk to me, it will only be in scientific terms. Do you understand? Young woman, the evidence is overwhelming. All of the schools teach it. It's accepted everywhere. DNA proves it. Science proves it. Carbon 14 proves it. Facts, facts, facts! Huxley, G. Gaylord Simpson, Darwin, even National Geographic and Time magazine knows it.
Ma'am, are there not six basic types of evolution?
Yes. Cosmic evolution, chemical evolution, evolution of the stars and planets from gas, organic evolution, macroevolution, and microevolution.
Only the last one has been observed and can be called science. The first five are believed by faith.
I'm Charlton Heston. He's got a point there.
I don't like your attitude. Let's discuss prehistoric man. Here is the first and most famous clue to early man, the Neanderthal skullcap. Modern dating methods show man to be older than Darwin could have imagined. Lucy, the oldest known ancestor of humans, is 2.9 million years old.
Only 2.9 million? Richard Leakey found a normal human skull under a layer of rock dated at 212 million years. I'm sorry, ma'am, but most experts now agree that Lucy was only an unusual chimpanzee, not a missing link.
Will you sit down?
Yes, ma'am.
Pieced together by fragmentary fossil evidence, science can show the stages of man's long march from ape-like ancestors to sapiens, with wonderful names like Proconsul Australopithecus afarensis to Homo habilis to Homo erectus and on to modern man.
Ma'am, I have in my possession a similar chart showing some amazing findings which are rarely made public. May I show it?
This should be interesting. Yes, let's see it. Science always has the answers.
I'll read the chart. Like I said, nearly all experts agree Lucy was just a 3-foot-tall chimpanzee. The Heidelberg man was built from the jawbone that was conceded to be quite human. The Nebraska man was scientifically built up from one tooth, later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. Piltdown man's jawbone turned out to be from a modern ape. Peking man was supposedly 500,000 years old, but all evidence has disappeared. As for Neanderthal man, at the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J.E. Cave said his examination showed that this famous skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. New Guinea man dates way back to 1970. This species has been found in the region just north of Australia. Cro-Magnon man, one of the earliest and best established fossils, is at least equal in physique and brain capacity to modern man, so what's the difference? And finally, modern man. This genius thinks we gave him a monkey. Professing them to be wise, they became fools.
She's killing me. I've got to play it cool. Take a look at this. All of these layers of the Earth are millions of years different in age. We can tell the age of these layers from the fossils they contain.
But ma'am, how do you date the fossil?
That's a good question. We can tell the age of the fossils since we know the age of the layer of the rock where they were found.
Ma'am, isn't that circular reasoning? How can you say the layers are different ages? Petrified trees are often found going through many of the layers. Some are even upside down, running through millions of years worth of rock.
Well, here's proof of evolution. Human embryos have gill slits, proving man evolved through the fish stage millions of years ago.
Ma'am, Ernest Haeckel made up those drawings in 1869, and they were proven wrong in 1874. Those folds of skin are not gills. They grow into bones in the ear and glands in the throat.
Wow, wrong for 125 years and still in our book.
She's destroying me. Vestigial organs, like the human tailbone, prove we evolved from animals with tails.
Ma'am, there are 9 muscles attached to that tailbone. It is not vestigial.
Whales have a vestigial pelvis. This proves that they evolved from a land-dwelling creature.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but those bones serve as anchor points for the muscles. Without them, whales cannot reproduce. They have nothing to do with walking on land. Even if they were vestigial organs, isn't losing something the opposite of evolution? Ma'am, what's the binding force of an atom?
Ha! It's glutons!
I think you meant to say gluons, ma'am, and that is wrong! Gluons are a made-up dream! No one has seen or even measured them. They don't exist. It's a desperate theory to explain away the truth. We know the electrons of the atom whirl around the nucleus billions of times every millionth of a second, and the nucleus of the atom consists of particles called neutrons and protons. Neutrons have no electrical charge and are therefore neutral, but protons have positive charges. One law of electricity is, like charges repel each other. Since all the protons and nucleuses are positively charged, they should repel each other and scatter into space. Gluons aren't the answer. What is?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't hear you.
I said I don't know. You tell me.
Ma'am, may I quote from the Bible?
Yes, yes, yes.
It says, Christ the Creator is before all things, and by all things consist, are held together. Also, it says, all things were made by him, meaning Christ, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Are you saying that he was the Creator?
Why, yes. He, once again I mean Christ, was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
Upon hearing this, he collapsed in the sand underneath the Statue of Liberty and shouted that the professor left the room and marched straight to the head of the college, that damn president of the college!
They'll understand why I'm quitting. They're intelligent, logical, compassionate scholars. Everything will be all right. I'll simply tell them I can't teach it any longer. I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I can no longer teach evolution. It can't possibly be true.
What? Are you crazy? Get out of our university. After you've apologized to everyone for your rudeness and ignorance, we might let you back in.
Back in the classroom where they're teaching 5-year-olds gun safety.
Then man killed the Creator. If Jesus was God in the flesh.
Right. Jesus came to earth to shed his blood and die on the cross for you. To wash away your sins so you could have eternal life with him.
Then we didn't evolve? The system has been feeding us the big lie. We really do have soul?
What happens if I die without believing this?
You will die in your sins and be eternally lost.
What should we do to get to heaven?
Repent of your sins. Surrender your life to Christ. Acknowledge that he died for your sins and receive him as your savior. Then you will go to heaven when you die.
Damn you, evolution!
What is the deal with evolution?
All right. Thank you, everyone. That was great. That was Tractor Fiction. Big Daddy. Well, now we do need to do the traditional tract or fiction debate. Who is debating today? Sir, will you introduce yourself to the audience?
Hello, my name is Dr. Zaius. I'm the head of science.
Dr. Zaius.
Okay, Dr. Zaius, the head of science. And you, ma'am?
My name is Ivy Newt.
Ivy Newt.
And, yes, I collect salamanders. They're amazing.
A salamander collector. Okay, now here's where we find out which one of them is pro-evolution and which one of them is foe of evolution.
Very clever.
All right. According to this, Dr. Zaius, you say that this tract is 100% true and that evolution doesn't exist. And you, salamander collector, say that evolution is real.
Well, but of course.
So you get to go first. Miss Newt.
Of course, there's evolution. You can look at salamanders. If you look at the salamanders, you can see how they have evolved from fungus.
That's very interesting, talking human. Unfortunately, everyone knows that such a pitiful, foolish species as humans could never possibly evolve from apes. Apes are perfect.
That's a persuasive argument.
You're saying humans then are less perfect than apes?
Precisely. You're very smart.
But that...
God individually made humans separate from apes.
Yes, so we'd have something to ride and shoot at.
In the image of God.
Don't be silly.
You think apes are in the image of God?
Yes.
I think salamanders are in the image of God.
Well, then you're crazy, aren't you? And a little weird.
I believe in God.
I didn't say that. No. I just believe in evolution. Ah. The salamanders prove there's evolution.
All right, I have a question about this, let's see, this tract here. Dr. Zayas.
Yes. Other talking human.
Yeah. Here's what I have to say. In this tract that you support, the student, so to speak, the student, does this thing where he talks about gluons.
Yes.
And he says it's foolish to believe in gluons because nobody's ever seen or observed them scientifically speaking. But by that logic, wouldn't it be foolish to believe in God since no one has ever seen him and measured him scientifically speaking?
That would probably be true.
So then you think that it's foolish to believe in God?
No.
Okay, so then you believe it's not foolish to believe in God.
Precisely.
So
it is foolish to believe in gluons, because gluons are not in the form of the ape.
So you only believe in ape-shaped things.
Exactly.
What about humans?
Or salamanders?
Humans are bad at being ape-shaped. Salamanders, even worse.
All right, do you have anything to add, Miss Newt, to that argument there?
There was an argument there?
That's an interesting question. Speaking of arguments, though, I do have someone who could tell us whether there was an argument and possibly clear it up. I believe we have an expert on anthropology. What is your name, ma'am?
My name is Mrs. John Relithford.
Mrs. John Relithford here is, as I said, a professor of what type of anthropology?
Biological anthropology.
Biological, whatever that means.
Yes.
All right.
Well, just in reference to the chart that the student proposed in the tract, some of their facts are in fact true, but omitting other very important facts, such as
the fact that apes are superior to humans, of course.
Well,
thank goodness a voice of reason is finally on this show.
Well, in the sense that they said that, where is it? That the Neanderthal actually is just a 50-year-old man with arthritis. That is actually factual, except that it is a Neanderthal 50-year-old man with arthritis, not a modern human. They had an over-exaggerated brow ridge as well as no chin. Furthermore...
Actually, I have a question about that chart. It says that Lucy was merely an odd chimpanzee, but...
It would seem that it had some splaining to do.
But wouldn't...
that is false.
Wouldn't a mutated chimpanzee be kind of like an evolved chimpanzee?
I would say so, because in fact, although Lucy did very much physically represent an ape, the important structural difference that leads her on the path towards human evolution...
And away from perfection...
Her hip structure shows that she is, in fact, a biped, which is the thing that evolved first in our human line.
All right, now, we've never done this before, but I think, given the heatedness of this debate, we should have closing arguments. Miss Newt, can you have a closing argument for us?
I believe in evolution because salamanders, if you look at the front hands of salamanders, they contain all the same bones as the hands of humans, just arranged differently. And thus, by studying salamanders, you can know that evolution is true.
Okay, thank you very much. And you, sir, Dr. Zayas.
Salamanders aren't apes. Neither are humans.
That's...
Dr. Zayas.
That's pretty deep. All right, let's find out who won. I think it's pretty important that we call... Oh, I'm sorry! Evolution exists. So, so you were wrong, Dr. Zayas, and change your textbooks. Evolution's real.
Damn you! Damn you to hell!
If you want to order my book, The Way of the Salamander, just call...
Silence, human!
Who stole my line? I deserve that Oscar, not you!
All right.
He's back! No!
Heston, I drink.
And as Charlton Heston takes over the studio, we will leave.